ವರ್ಡ್ ಸಂಭವ, ವಿ ಸಾ ಲೈಕ್ ಹಿ ಸಂಭವ, ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ಭವ, ಪ್ರಾದುರ್ಭಾವ, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್, ಹಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಎನ್ ಅಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ವ್ಯಾನಿಶ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆರ್ ಎ ಹಿಡನ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ನಾನ್ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಇನ್ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಡಿಸರ್ವ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ about to bless them, he wants to appear before them, like in case of Dhruva or Prahlada, he appears in front of the devotees. So that appearance is called Pradurbhava or Sambhava. So that is one of the meanings. And then some in the one letter meanings, like, you know, we have Ekakshara, that means one Akshara representing Paramatma, like A also says Paramatma, A, Ka, Ka, one letter represents Paramatma. Ya also represents, A means like, you know, one who is distinct, different from everything, one who is flawless, one who does not have any negative traits, that's why he's A. Ka is Ananda, one who is personification of bliss, that's why he's Ka. Ya, ya, yapayati, one he makes everybody reach their destination, so that's why he's Ya, yapayati. Or Pra, Prakarsha, one who is there as a exalted being, that's why he's Pra. So like that, V means Vishesha Rupena, he is there, special, unique form. Sam means Samyak, Purna, Samichina, that's why he is called Sam. So that's why Sam is the one of the meanings for Paramatma. And then Bhava is like, you know, existing, or Bhava is taking an avatara, is called Bhava. So Sam Bhava means as a Nidushta Paramatma, he is Sam, means from his own Ichha, his own desire, his own will, his own swabhava, he makes himself appear, bhava. So as we say in, you know, Krishna tells in Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya glanit bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham. Whenever there is a depletion of dharma, whenever there is adharma is spreading out, I take an avatar. So tada atmanam sujamyaham, I create myself at that point of time. So nobody else creates me. So that's why he's called paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha dushkutam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge sambhavami samyak bhavami. So that means from his own sam form, sam is paramatma, ekakshara sam, from his own form he is appearing, bhava, bhavati, that's why sambhava. So that's so his own will, his own swabhava, his own nature, inherent nature, Paramatma swabhava, he appears, that's why sambhava. And another meaning for sambhava is, bhava means vruddhi or samruddhi. So Paramatma, he is, and also vartana, bhava is vartana. Sambhava means he appears or he acts in a flawless fashion. That's why he is Sambhava, and he is growing. But Paramatma never grows because he is there at all times in already grown form. I mean, he is like, you know, Anoraniyana Mahato Mahiyana. There is no question of for him taking a, because growing means like a vikara. He is vikara rahita. So for him, growing doesn't happen. So what does it mean by samyak vruddhi? Perfect growing. Perfect growing means he is there always in a, for every form, but he appears to the devotees as if he is growing. That appearance that he gives is from his own infinite number of forms. From one form, he appears in another form. It looks as if he is growing, but he is not growing. Like, for example, in Trivikramavatara, he pervades the entire universe. He comes as a small little dwarf boy, and then he pervades the entire universe, Vamana and Trivikrama. So there, also, Paramatma is there as an all-pervading force, but he appears as if he is growing, occupying the entire universe, because his Trivikrama Rupa or his Virat Swarupa is there at all times. It's not that he is growing, but he makes people feel that he is growing, but actually God is there already in every single form. Imagine that, like some minutest form, to the Virat Swarupa, every single size and form, he is there at all times. But he appears to grow. That's why that vruddhi is actually not that he is really growing like us, but his growth is like he appears in various forms. like from Vishwarupa also, not that he grows into the Vishwarupa. He already always has the Vishwarupa. He makes it appear to his devotees. That's why it looks as if he is growing, but he is always a grown. In all forms, shapes, he is there. So that's why some ruddhi or some prapti, you know, bhava is prapti or obtaining. So he is some bhava. That means he obtains everything. He acquires everything, but everything he already acquired. So how can he acquire something which is already his? Like same in the case of Vamanavatara, he is the lord of all the universe. Everything in the universe belongs to him. But still he goes and takes dana from Bali Chakravarti. That is all only pretense. So he wants to test Bali Chakravarti. Bali Chakravarti, when he feels that he is giving dana to Paramatma, there is like Asura Bali Avesha is there in Bali. But when actually that Asura Avesha goes out, he realizes that who is he to give dana to Paramatma? It is his own things. So there is no question of him giving dana to Paramatma. He is only doing this nataka, or Paramatma is just playing like a drama. So that means he is there at every time obtaining everything, but he pretends as if he is acquiring, obtaining something. This is also again appearance only, sambhava. It is as if he is acquiring something, obtaining something. That's what he demonstrates. And then sambhava, that means he is as a dosha rahita and he is already acquiring everything. That means he acquired everything. He is the owner of everything, and he is dosha rahita, sam and bhava. Bhava is like a owner, acquirer, and sam is dosha rahita, so he is sambhava. Or another meaning is bhava is rudra, so sambhava, that means he makes the rudra as sam. Sam means dosha rahita or flawless. But rudra is not flawless. How can he make rudra flawless? Means flawless relative to all the jivas below him. Relative flawless. Everybody has relative flawlessness when Paramatma gives it. Absolute flawlessness is only for Paramatma. So he makes rudra flawless, means he makes rudra flawless compared to Indra and other deities who are below him, other devatas, whoever are below rudra. Relative to them, rudra is made flawless. That's why sam bhava. So they say sam nirdushtam bhavaha rudraha yena saha sam bhavaha. Bhava namaka rudra is made into a sam, that dosha rahita, relative to others. That's why he is sambhava. So this is another meaning for sambhava. And also sambhava means bhava, bhavasagara, bhava is samsara. This cycle of birth and death is called bhava. And that bhava is removed for devotees, whoever seek his anugraha or blessings in the form of moksha. For such mukti yogya jivis, he makes the samsara go away. The bhava is removed. They are made sambhava. Sam means dosha rahita, bandhana rupa dosha. The bandhana rupa dosha is removed for mukti yogya jivas. That's why sambhava. Or tamo yogya jivas, for them also the samsara is removed and they are sent to their anantamas. So for them also is sambhava. Also for nitya samsaris is sambhava. Bhava, the samsara rupa status is removed for nitya samsaris also. They also have lingabhanga and they acquire some santanika lokas where they eternally enjoy a mixture of sorrow and happiness at the same time. So sambhava. So for them also this samsara here is removed. So this way trividha, all three kinds of jivarasis, they are taken away from this samsara. That's why sambhava. Sambhava means bhavasagara, bhavabandhas are removed. Sam means they are removed by whom? That Paramatma is called sambhava. So that's another meaning. And garbhavasa, janma, all this, like, you know, are like a cycle of birth and death. So the birth and death cycle is not just being born alone, being staying in the womb, taking a birth, going through entire life's tortures, pleasures and pains, mixture, everything, and getting the marana, and then again continuing the cycle. This entire cycle is removed by Paramatma, and that's why is sambhava. So, and then his bhava is also means kshema. Kshema means preserving whatever is there as it is. That is kshema. So So sambhava means for the deserving devotees, he gives a sambhava. Sam means a perfect or good kind of bhava, kshema, he grants to his devotees. So that is why it's called sambhava. This kshema and labha. Similarly, yoga and kshema, these words we come across a lot of places. Labha is a kind of a converse of kshema. Kshema means whatever is there that is preserved, that is called kshema. Labha means whatever is not there that is acquired is labha. Same way, yoga and kshema. Yoga is acquiring something that is not there, that is yoga. Preserving whatever we own, preserving that as it is kshema. So kshema is preserving, preservation. So this preserving form of blessing, preservation form of blessing is granted to all his devotees in a sam. Sam is samichina, a good kind of, a perfect kind of bhava kshema is granted to the devotees. That's why it's called sambhava. So like this, the word sambhava has, you know, various meanings. And here I'll pause so people can ask questions either in Kannada or English. Either way, they can ask questions.